Hey everyone, this is Leah Bakhmutov. Recently, Cypress the company has announced that they release support for MCP servers. So they created a Cypress Cloud MCP. So let's take a look at it and see how we can use it from our AI local agent. So what does the integration look like? You go to your settings, you click enable. I already have done it on my open source project. I got my token and I'm using GitHub Copilot, and let's look at my project's MCP JSON file. MCP. So you're pointing at Cypress MCP server. Authorization uses the token, and VS Code is supposed to prompt you asking for the token once in a while. Alright, what can we do? Let's look at the MCP commands. Get projects, list all the projects, get runs, get the run summary, get fail test details, get flaky tests, and the feedback. So notice that all MCP commands are queries. They're safe to use, they don't return too much private information, just the summary of a test run. In my GitHub Bakhmutov Cypress examples repo, I committed something that is breaking test. So let's look at this run. Querying, selecting elements. This test has failed because it could not find element with selector that doesn't exist. All right, so let's look at Copilot and let's see how we can fetch this information without going to a website. So right, finding selector that I inserted on purpose. All right, so we are in a Copilot chat. I'm in an ask mode. The model doesn't really matter. It's simple enough that I think any model would work. So let's maybe ask for the last run status. Tell me the status of the last. If I just say run, then the Copilot might understand that I mean Cypress Cloud run. But I suggest for your agent to pick the correct MCP tool. You wanna add maybe cloud keyword or maybe Cypress Cloud. Let's see what it does. Okay, so right now it did not understand that it's supposed to use MCP and go to Cypress and actually do something. Oh, okay. So right now if I ask about the cloud status, it does not use the MCP right away. So what we have to do is we have to go to the settings for the Copilot, and you should be able to see the Cypress MCP, right, with the commands, and we want to check the Cypress checkbox so we're allowed to use these tools. Okay, so the same question. Tell me the status of the last run Cypress Cloud. Okay, so right now it says, I wanna go to Cypress MCP, I'll fetch the high level status results, and should I allow it? And I'll say allow. You kinda give permission for each operation and you can be granular. Does it apply to for this run, or the whole session, or from now on? Wait, I thought it should be, okay, let's provide project ID. Okay, so now it's running get runs and it says it has failed, and it actually gives me URL, right, and the branch, and give me failed tests in the last run. So we want to now query that particular run and see the details. And so notice it actually uses the project ID and the run number from a previous, and again, asks for permissions to run this. Again, Cypress MCP are only queries. They're not gonna modify anything. Okay, notice one failed test run, selecting elements. Main does not exist, but never found it. And we can click on this link that it gives me, because it gives me a link right to the replay. Now, MCP doesn't have access to the replay because I could have asked it if it had access. Look at the DOM in the test replay and fix the selector, okay? But here's something else we can do. Tell me the status of this tests in the last 10 runs, branch master only, right? So I want to ignore all the pull request branches. I just want to see if this test has failed before or it has always passed. Okay, now notice it understood that it had to do 10 run status requests. So it's running 10 queries. And now it tells me the build numbers, right? And if it failed or not, passed or not. Okay, so pretty interesting that I can get the summary without leaving my Copilot session locally. Now, everything that it does is available through Cypress Cloud. If we see the failed test, we can look at the test replay. We can look at the previous runs and notice the same thing. I would say that using cloud is probably faster. But at the same time, if I connect those queries and Cypress MCP commands into the larger AI workflow where it looks at the errors, looks at my code changes, suggests what to revert or fix, then it could be pretty powerful. Especially if Cypress Cloud adds access to the actual DOM at the moment of failure and the DOM and the test replays when this command actually passed. All right, so this was introduction to Cypress Cloud MCP server.